thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain.
Cheese, please, yes, cheese, please, is so fine.
You want to listen all the time. Snarf-tude and Daffodoodle spin their hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, Snarf-tude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil is sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger Lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Google and cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we want to play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kind of sick.
Cheese Please, in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome to another edition of Cheese Please. My name, well, he just said that, right?
He did. But you always say it again.
Snarf Dude here, along with
Daffodil here.
Bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week. And on the show this week, wow, you know, I'm so used to hearing that do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do on Star Trek, written by Alexander Courage, also known as Sandy Courage. I didn't know he did other things.
I'm pretty sure he did a lot of other things.
As a matter of fact, we're going to profile on an album by John Raitt. He calls the album Songs the Kids Brought Home from Camp. But the key word here is arrangement and accompaniment by Sandy Courage. So Sandy worked on this. Cheesy as it may be, he still worked on it.
Well, the Star Trek theme is kind of cheesy, too, so it's all good.
Yeah. Anyway, as well on the show this week, we're going to correct a wrong and make it right. Because we said it wrong, we're going to say it right.
Multiple times when we get to it.
Yes, we had a fan mail to correct us.
We read our fan mail.
Yes.
We take all of your criticism or suggestions to heart. And we try to implement what we can.
Yeah, we'll talk more a little about it. And that basically explains why we want to play that. But right now, we're going to go back to some Hot Pursuit Disco.
You need to say more.
The Chips TV series back in the late 70s, their second season was taken over by Alan Silvestri doing all the music. And it had a rather intense disco theme that's almost rather cheesy, we like to think around here.
Oh, it's 100% cheesy.
We got Repo Man coming up shortly, but we're starting off with Mate Team on
Cheese Please.
We'll be right back. Say cheese, please.
Peas, peas.
Cheese, please.
Cheese, cheese, peas, peas.
Cheese, please.
Cheese walls. Cheese lights.
Cheese, please.
Cheese.
Hey, hey, I got a cat attacking me, Daffodil. Help me. Help me, Daffodil.
You're on your own.
Oh, thank you. With Repo Man, Alan Silvestri, who did this, the single, the songs, the music from the Chips TV series. That's a music cue titled Repo Man. And the episode was Repo Man. And did you ever wonder what the episode was about, Daffodil?
No. But I'm sure you could tell me anyway.
I was hoping you'd say yes.
Well, I can say no, but then I can say, but I was thinking you're going to tell me anyway.
Exactly. John's heroism makes him a reluctant local celebrity. A disputable repo man makes life difficult for Ponch and John, the stars of the show, that is. And the CHBs pull a practical joke on their published writer, colleague Grossman. I know that's really enthusiastic to get excited about, right?
Yes.
And before that, I'm not going to read the premise, but was a combination of cues from the episode Mate Team. There you go. Over-the-top disco that I have to be very careful in driving the van when I play that.
Yes, you start dancing in the seat.
Well, sometimes I just have a bit of a lead foot and go around the corners with squealing rubber a little bit. The van can't handle that. It's kind of risky.
It's very risky.
My name is Starfield.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and of course the weird.
And let's go back to the early 1960s when folk singing was a big thing and hokey, campy music was...
And people sent their kids to camp for a couple of weeks every summer to get rid of them.
I never had that. Did you ever have that happen to you?
No.
Either did I, so I have no concept. But apparently, they gathered around the campfire and sang Kumbaya a lot.
They sang a whole lot of different songs.
Apparently so, based on what I see here, as we profile the album, Songs the Kids Brought Back from Camp.
It's like an entire album of earworms.
Pretty much. So we're going to hear shortly a medley of Old Grandfather's Clock, Knickerknacks. Thanks. But right now, we're going to start it off with John Raitt and a medley of Old MacDonald Had a Car. I thought it was a cow, a farm. Whatever. 1,000 Leg Worm, When My Father Put the Paper, Dear Old Father. Am I reading that right?
I have no idea.
Let's just play it on
Cheese, Please.
Old MacDonald had a car,
E-I-E-I-O.
And on this car he had a motor,
E-I-E-I-O.
With a rattle here and a rattle there, here a rattle, there a rattle, everywhere a rattle. Old MacDonald had a car,
E-I-E-I-O.
Old MacDonald had a car,
E-I-E-I-O.
And on this car he had a horn,
E-I-E-I-O.
With a beep beep here and a beep beep there, here a beep there a beep, everywhere a beep beep. Rattle here and a rattle, rattle there, here a rattle, there a rattle, everywhere a rattle, rattle. Old MacDonald had a car,
E-I-E-I-O.
Old MacDonald had a car,
E-I-E-I-O.
And on this car he had a seat,
E-I-E-I-O.
With a squeak squeak here and a squeak squeak there, here a squeak there a squeak, everywhere a squeak squeak. Beep beep here and a beep beep there, here a beep there a beep, everywhere a beep beep. Rattle rattle here and rattle rattle there, here a rattle there a rattle, everywhere a rattle rattle. Old MacDonald had a car,
E-I-E-I-O.
Old MacDonald had a car,
E-I-E-I-O.
And in this car he had a girl,
E-I-E-I-O.
With a giggle here and a giggle there, here a giggle there, giggle everywhere a giggle. Squeak squeak here and a squeak squeak there, here a squeak there, squeak everywhere a squeak squeak. Beep beep here, beep beep there, here a beep there a beep, everywhere a beep beep. Rattle rattle here, rattle rattle there, here a rattle there a rattle, everywhere a rattle rattle. Old MacDonald had a car,
E-I-E-I-O.
Old MacDonald had a barn,
E-I-E-I-O.
And in this barn he drove his car,
E-I-E-I-O.
With a crash bang here and a crash bang there, here a bang, there a bang, everywhere a crash bang. Oh! The thousand-legged worm, has anybody seen that leg of mine? For if it isn't found, I'll have to hop around on the other 999. Hop around on the other 999. For if it isn't found, I'll have to hop around on the other 999. When Father put the paper on the wall, now he put the parlor paper in the hall. He papered up the chairs, and he papered down the stairs, and he even put a border on the shawl.
On the shawl.
Now the ladder slipped, and he began to fall. Well, the sticky paste fell down upon us all. Like birds of a feather, we all stuck together when Father put the paper on the wall. We have a dear old father for whom we daily pray. He has some old gray whiskers that are always in the way. And at the family table or in the family group, now Father's old gray whiskers get tangled in the soup. They're always in the way. The cows eat them for hay. They hide the dirt on Father's shirt, but they're always in the way. They're always in the way. The cows eat them for hay. They hide the dirt on Father's shirt, but they're too large for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. It was taller by half than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny weight more. It
was bought on the morn of the day that he was born, and was always his treasure and pride. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, tick-tock, tick-tock, his life's seconds numbering. Tick-tock, tick-tock, it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. In watching its pendulum swing to and fro, many hours had he spent when a boy. And in childhood and manhood the clock seemed to know, and to share both his grief and his joy. For it struck 24 when he entered at the door with a blooming and beautiful bride. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, tick-tock, tick-tock, his life's seconds numbering. Tick-tock, tick-tock, it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died.
Knick-knacks, paddle-whack, throw a dog a bone. This old man comes ambling home. This old man, he plays four. He plays knick-knacks on an old door. Knick-knacks, paddle-whack, throw a dog a bone. This old man comes ambling home. This old man, he plays five. He plays knick-knacks on an old hive. Knick-knacks, paddle-whack, throw a dog a bone. This old man comes ambling home. This old man, he plays six. He plays knick-knacks on two sticks. Knick-knacks, paddle-whack, throw a dog a bone. This old man comes ambling home. This old man, he plays seven. He plays knick-knacks up in heaven. Knick-knacks, paddle-whack, throw a dog a bone. This old man comes ambling home. This old man, he plays eight. He plays knick-knacks on an old gate. Knick-knacks, paddle-whack, throw a dog a bone. This old man comes ambling home. This old man, he plays nine. He plays knick-knacks in an old mine. Knick-knacks, paddle-whack, throw a dog a bone. This old man comes ambling home. This old man, he plays ten. He plays knick-knacks on an old hen. Knick-knacks, paddle-whack, throw a dog a bone. This old man comes ambling home.
This old man comes ambling home.
With John Reid and Knick Knacks and Old Grandfather's Clock, a medley there. And before that, we had Old MacDonald Had a Car, then the 1,000-legged worm, and then When My Father Put the Paper, and then Dear Old Father. Also, John Reid's. Some of the songs the kids brought home from camp and annoyed the parents with, I think.
100% true.
Wow. That's all I get to say. I don't know. I guess they sung it around the campfire or in the lake where they swam or something. I don't know.
Mostly around the campfire.
Okay. I was never at a camp, so I don't know. And you were, so...
You've never been camping.
No, I haven't. The concept is...
I mean, the closest is, you know, traveling around in the van.
Yeah.
And there's some comforts in that idea.
I know, but the whole idea of insects and bears and that while you sleep, this is not me.
No.
That's all I got to say. My name is Snarfdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to Cheese, Please.
And it's time for this.
And now for something completely different. It's Cheese, Please's music we can't do anything else with. It's the Cheese, Please.
Why would you want to play that?
Two words. We're sorry.
Well, you're sorry. I'm not the one who did it.
Fine, fine. A while back, we did a profile on C.W. McCall, specifically show 1064. I didn't know there were numbers on these things.
Every anyway, show has a number.
And we got an email from a guy only known as Ed.
We like you, Ed.
Yes, thank you,
thank
Ed.
You, Ed.
As a matter of fact, and I'm reading the email right now, he says, I've been listening to Cheese Please for a few years now, and I really like it. Well, thank you very much, Ed. I appreciate that. One comment about show 1064, though. The surname of the creator of C.W. McCall is pronounced Freeze. That's Freeze, not fries, as in French fries. I said fries. I'm sorry. It's Freeze. If you want to know far too much about C.W. McCall, go to cw-mccall.com. So thank you very much, Ed. So now, from here on in, we will call him Chip Freeze.
And we will not forget. Mea culpa.
Yes.
We're sorry.
As a matter of fact, though, we're going to play a C.W. McCall song.
As part of our apology.
Exactly.
And but it's a why would you want to play that, which means that you're going to question why we chose to play it. And it's only because we're sorry.
Exactly. So we're going to play a song of C.W. McCall created by Chip Freeze called The Silverton on
Cheese Please.
She was born one morning on a San Juan summer back in 1881. She was a beautiful daughter of the DNRG, and she weighed about 1,000 tons. Well, it's a 45-mile through the Animas Canyon, so they set her on the narrow gauge. She drank a whole lot of water, and she ate a lot of coal, and they called her the Silverton.
Silverton train, here comes the Silverton up from Durango. Here comes the Silverton, a shoveling coal. Here comes the Silverton up from the canyon. See the smoke and hear the whistle blow.
Well, now. Listen to the whistle in the rock wood cut on the high line to Silverton Town. And you're gonna get a shiver when you check out the river, which is 400 feet straight down. Take on some water at the Needleton tank and then a struggle up a 2-5 grade. And by the time you get your hide past the snow shed slide, you had to ride on the Silverton.
Silverton train.
On the train to yesterday, and it's gonna leave on time. Well, it's a 45-mile up the Animas Canyon, so they run her on the narrow gauge. She takes a whole lot of water, and she needs a lot of coal, and they call her the Silverton.
The Silverton train.
With C.W. McCall and his tribute to a railroad / engine called the Silverton, I believe in Colorado.
Yeah, wherever it is, it's cool.
That sounds like it's from a movie.
It does have that feel. A movie of the week movie, not like a real cinematic movie, more of a TV movie.
But it still has that feel. You want to watch it somewhere on television. On ABC, the movie of the week, The Silverton.
It could be.
I don't know.
You know, the whole show, I've been thinking about this whole songs from Chips.
Yeah.
And I was trying to figure out where the names of the songs came from.
Right.
That's just the name of the episode.
I knew that.
You didn't tell me that.
I'm sorry.
You didn't tell the listener that either.
I'm sorry. Well, I think one of them, the mate team, was a combination of different cues from the episode. But Repo Man, man, I,
I just want to get in a fancy car and drive around, do donuts, and blast that. And people think I'm really nuts then.
Well, they think you're nuts anyway.
Really?
Yes.
Even the people down at the general store near the bunker?
Yes. They definitely think you're nuts.
Ugh.
But they've started stalking your favorite flavor of pop, so they obviously like you.
Well, I spend money there.
I know.
There we go. Hey, it's that time. Here we go. Yeah, well... Oh, in the dark. Take out a piece of paper as we do every week. At least when we're in the bunker here. Okay, and we got the piece of paper. And, oh, geez, I can hardly read it. Hang on. Terrible. When I write it earlier, I could read it. Now I can't. It's all smudged. Oh, there it is. Cliff Richard and Working After School. No dating then. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, come back for more shenanigans.
Working after school. I can't go dancing with you. Working after school. Won't be romancing with you. Saving up my money to buy a ring for you. Working after school. No time to kiss you, baby, every afternoon. I want you to know it, because my love is true. Saturday and Sunday, we'll have time to be together. I will hold it tightly, and you'll be mine forever. Forever mine, forever. Working after school, each moment thinking of you. Working after school, and all the time I love you. Working toward the future that I will share with you. I can't go dancing with you. Won't be romancing with you. Saving up my money to buy a ring for you. Saturday and Sunday, we'll have time to be together.
Sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.